This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Telecoms operators in Nigeria restricted Twitter Saturday, a day after the government announced its indefinite suspension, accusing the social media giant of, quote, undermining its corporate existence. International human rights groups have condemned the move. The suspension in Africa's most populous country begins 2 days after the company deleted a tweet from President Muhammadu Buhari's account for violating its rules when referring to the country's civil war in a warning about recent unrest. The 78-year-old president and former general warned, quote, those misbehaving in recent violence, where officials blame separatists for attacks on police and election offices. He tweeted, quote, those of us in the fields for 30 months who went through the war will treat them in a language they understand, unquote. A London-based internet monitor said Saturday it could see Nigerian network data to Twitter blocked. Some of India's states are easing lockdown restrictions as coronavirus infections subside, with the world's second most populous nation on Saturday lodging its lowest daily case count in nearly 2 months. The National Capital Territory of Delhi, the seat of India's federal government, is among those relaxing restrictions and will allow shops to open on alternate days. Shops with even numbers will open on one day, with those with odd numbers will open the next day. Private offices will also now be allowed to operate at 50% of normal staffing levels. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.